Hey, it's Jada here, and it's episode 13 of the Project Body Love podcast. Yesterday, we talked about curating a positive social media feed that works for you. I hope you've been noticing what and who you follow. If you're just joining us, we highly recommend you go back and listen to day one first. It will all make much more sense that way. Here to nourish you from the inside out, today we'll be chatting about something a little outside of the box, literally. The power of nature on our moods. We all know that feeling of finding true serenity of being outdoors, feeling the wind on your skin, smelling the grass, feeling the warmth of the sun on your face. So, it should come as no surprise that research has proven nature to be a mood booster and being good for your psychological well-being. But, interestingly, recent research suggests that being outdoors can also help to promote a positive body image. Take a hike, I hear you cry. But in truth, that's exactly what you need to be doing. Researchers have found that people, both men and women, who spend more time in nature tend to have better body image. And there is a positive association between feeling connected with nature and body appreciation. When we feel more connected with nature, unrealistic appearance pressures may feel less relevant or important. And if you really can't make it out into the great outdoors today, researchers have also found that even just looking at photos or short films of nature, as opposed to urban environments, can deliver a positive boost of body image. Your task for today involves finding a time, either on your commute, lunch break, after work, or any other time that works for you, to find a green space or, failing that, somewhere overlooking a green space. Focus your attention on the space around you. Are there trees? What colour are the leaves? Are there plants or flowers? Or is it just grass? What's the grass like? Overgrown? Well tended like a tennis lawn? Scorched by the sun? Dewy, frost-covered? Can you see any wildlife? Birds, insects, squirrels? What does the air feel like? Is it cold, dewy, humid? Make a mental note of how you felt before and after this moment so you can notice the true force of nature. If you want to give yourself some more time on this exercise, why not plan a longer walk this weekend? Maybe research some larger parks near your home or plan a trip out of town. Maybe investing in some plants for your home could be a simpler way to connect with nature, and giving yourself that moment to tend to them could be your way of being more present with nature. To close the session today, we're going to take three deep breaths and focus only on our breath. Breathe in. Breathe out. Breathe in. Breathe out. Breathe in. Breathe out. I absolutely love the outdoors and how it gives me space from any anxieties and negative self-talk. It's amazing that even a little splash of green in photographs can positively influence our internal body conversations. So, building on from yesterday's conversation about curating your social feed, why not follow nature accounts online to give you a break from more appearance-led content? Join us tomorrow for a guided body scan. You'll need to find a quiet, comfy space to listen tomorrow where you'll feel comfortable lying down and closing your eyes. Have a great day and see you tomorrow. Thank you for listening to today's episode of Project Body Love with me, Jada Cesar. If you've enjoyed today's episode, please rate, review and subscribe in your listening app of choice. New episodes will be released every morning this month, so please stay with us. And for more information, check out our Project Body Love resources online at womenshealthmag.com/UK forward slash Project Body Love. Until next time.